Kansasman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Baccarat Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BaccaratSoloists.com.
It's 54 degrees in Topeka, 55 in Lawrence. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, Israel has blocked all independent press access to Gaza for more than 2 years, but journalists did have access during previous conflicts in Gaza.
There were times when fighting was heavy that maybe it took a couple of days before they let media come in, but we were able to work out a system.
So what's different now? Why do these restrictions still exist, even with a ceasefire in place? Kat Lonsdorf has the latest. Also, we will learn more about a trend that is going on among Kansas mothers. A lot of women over the age of 40 giving birth. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has the details coming up.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center's Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting a concert by Canadian folk duo Quote the Raven, November 25th, 7 p.m. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
A perfect way to get into the holiday spirit, if I do say so myself, is KPR's annual Big Band Christmas. It's coming to Liberty Hall Saturday night, December 13th. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra serving up Yuletide songs and classic Kansas City jazz. Big Band Christmas, always a hot ticket, now on sale at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. You can get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. Much colder tonight than the last few nights, lows in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s, lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
For NPR, comes from the station.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition comes your way with Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. The time is 3:30.
Points. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. For several days, links to financial scams, AI deepfakes, and adult websites have appeared on the official site of the Kansas Attorney General's office. The issue appears to be part of a scam campaign affecting state and local governments across the nation. Brian Penny is the freelance journalist who first raised the alarm. He says the issue points to cybersecurity vulnerabilities with software or services used across the public sector.
Every single city, county, and state government needs to somehow put their heads together and figure this out.
A spokesperson for the Kansas Attorney General declined to comment on what caused the problem or how they will address it. A well-known Christmas horse parade in Lawrence has been canceled because of a horse virus outbreak. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has more.
There's an outbreak of herpes virus impacting horses in 8 states. So as a precaution, the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade is canceled. The parade, a more than 30-year tradition, includes dozens of horse-drawn carriages and riders dressed for Christmas. It was scheduled for December 6th. Although the virus is not dangerous to people, it spreads quickly among horses and in rare cases can cause neurologic disease. Parade organizers estimate the event normally draws tens of thousands of people to Lawrence. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
Midwestern farmers are rounding out a very tough year. Many have been growing corn, wheat, and soybeans at a loss. As Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, Trump administration policies have mostly not been helping.
First, President Trump dismantled the International Development Organization, USAID, which bought heavily from grain farmers. He cut funding for the Department of Agriculture and started a global trade war, further eroding commodity markets. Trump's health secretary came out against seed oil, another Midwestern product, and a popular farm herbicide. University of Michigan political scientist Mike Shepard says farmers expect more support from Republican administrations.
There does seem to be a real disjoint between the Republican Party and the needs and wants of food producers that we haven't really seen before.
That said, Shepard says most farmers are sticking with Trump. He says they think Democrats are worse. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from...
Callis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In the state of Kansas, as the overall birth rate declines, an increasing number of women are having babies in their 40s. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service reports on older moms, the challenges they face, and what exactly is behind this trend.
It's a warm fall day in November, and Annie Parsons, for DeVries, this second go at parenting later in life looks like toys in every room, lots of cuddles, and a better appreciation for how fast it all goes.
Monkey. Yes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. If you would like more on this story, visit our website. You'll find a digital feature there, lots of photos and more. That's at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
This is your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the president has redefined, in a way, what it means to be a Republican. He's also had an effect on how some Democrats now describe their politics.
I'm not looking for government to solve my problems. I'm not looking for something to sweep in and save me. What I want is a level playing field.
More on how Donald Trump has influenced the evolution of both major political parties, coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. Lows in the upper 20s tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. Right now, 55 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Fidelity Investments, a dedicated advisor can help build a comprehensive wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. From the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. From Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at Progressive.com/careers. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
The leader of Tibetan Buddhism, the Dalai Lama, has seen much change over his 90 years. In a new documentary, he offers wisdom for our troubled times. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition comes your way. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. In our next half hour, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has threatened to have Senator Mark Kelly court-martialed. We asked a former military lawyer if that is even legal. How would that work? It's kind of complicated. We will also talk about the science of examining the roar of a lion. Scientists say they have now classified different kinds of lion roaring. Aside from, okay, that's cool, what would the use be? It turns out it could be very important in conservation. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
Following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations tonight, we have classical music with Destiny beginning at 7 o'clock this evening, 7 to 9 p.m. We are going to hear some chamber music tonight, Dvorak, Copland, among many, many others. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stay tuned for Reveal. Lows in the upper 20s tonight, highs in the mid-40s tomorrow, lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night. Sunshine and a high in the mid-40s for Thanksgiving Day.
Support?
This camera.
Yes. Here.
Okay.
Richard Gere on how he hopes the film will change lives tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show, the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 52 degrees in Topeka, 53 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. For several days, links to financial scams, AI deepfakes, and adult websites have appeared on the official site of the Kansas Attorney General's office. The issue appears to be part of a scam campaign affecting state and local governments across the nation. Brian Penny is the freelance journalist who first raised the alarm. He says the issue points to cybersecurity vulnerabilities with software or services used across the public sector.
Every single city, county, and state government needs to somehow put their heads together and figure this out.
A spokesperson for the Kansas Attorney General declined to comment on what caused the problem or how they're planning to address it. A well-known Christmas horse theme parade in Lawrence has been canceled because of a horse virus outbreak. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has the story.
There's an outbreak of herpes virus impacting horses in 8 states. So as a precaution, the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade is canceled. The parade, a more than 30-year tradition, includes dozens of horse-drawn carriages and riders dressed for Christmas. It was scheduled for December 6th. Although the virus is not dangerous to people, it spreads quickly among horses and in rare cases can cause neurologic disease. Parade organizers estimate the event normally draws tens of thousands of people to Lawrence. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
A Topeka man accused of killing his sister and father and kidnapping his nephew last July has been declared unfit to stand trial. Christopher Barnshaw is charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. The 3-year-old boy he allegedly abducted was found safe. WIBW-TV reports Barnshaw was ordered to undergo an evaluation in October to see if he was fit to stand trial. Yesterday, a court filing showed it had been found that Barnshaw was, quote, not competent to stand trial. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for February. The Washburn Ichabod men's basketball team is ranked number 2 in the first NABC Top 25 Division II coaches poll of the season. The Ichabods are 6-0 this season. They're hosting Friends University of Wichita tonight at 7 p.m. in Lee Arena. Much colder tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cooler than today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night, highs in the mid-40s for Thanksgiving Day. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town.
You come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together.
To learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news. Weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. The latest national, international, and regional news.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, Donald Trump's proposal for ending the Russia-Ukraine war has put the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a bit of a tough spot.
He is working very hard to try to figure out how to say yes to peace, how to say yes to what the president has offered.
The latest on the negotiations and the still shifting terms of the deal coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Bazaar Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. From Focus Features, presenting Hamnet, a story of love and loss that inspired the creation of Shakespeare's Hamlet. Directed by Chloe Zhao, in select theaters Wednesday, everywhere December 5th. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
The leader of Tibetan Buddhism, the Dalai Lama, has seen much change over his 90 years. In a new documentary, he offers wisdom for our troubled times. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Atchison. The time is 5 o'clock.
.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
It's 49 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and at 89.9 FM in Atchison, actually many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will get reaction from the district represented by Marjorie Taylor Greene in the U.S. House of Representatives. She announced she is resigning next year after her pension goes into effect. At any rate, talk to a bunch of people down in her district. How do you feel about this? So we will find out what they had to say. Also, we will hear from Beck Shackelford-Wongonga from the Kansas News Service. She looked into a trend she noticed. Birth rates are declining in Kansas for most age groups, but women in their 40s are having more babies than they used to.
Super easy pregnancy. It was just kind of like being a zoo animal, though, since I was 45 and pregnant, and also a grandma.
A closer look at this trend coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla, Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
47 degrees in Manhattan, 50 in Emporia. It is 5:20.
Charge subscription fees to access their footage, and prohibited folks from filming their kids playing hockey. A new report from The Lever examines how restrictive streaming practices have become widespread in youth hockey and increasingly in many youth sports held at corporate-owned facilities. Luke Goldstein's article is headlined, "Wall Street is Paywalling Your Kids' Sports." And Luke Goldstein is here in the studio with me now. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, Luke, I just want to start by asking you this. What Senator Chris Murphy had to say, is his description of this phenomenon accurate? How do these recording and streaming services work?
Yeah. So what I've kind of found from my reporting is that this is not just happening in youth hockey. Mm. This is really across the board for youth sports in general, which has become a booming industry. It generates about $40 billion yeah. in revenue each year, according to an Aspen Institute study from earlier this year. And, you know, those kind of eye-popping numbers have attracted the interest of Wall Street firms and in particular private equity. And, you know, they've been buying up and, you know, rolling up a lot of these youth sports, you know, facilities, the leagues, tournaments. And, you know, that's leading to some pretty significant changes across the board. You know, one of the most dramatic changes is what's happened with the streaming services now. You're not allowed at numerous, you know, rinks and other kinds of sports facilities to record your own kids' okay. games. And you're offered this package that you can pay, and sometimes that will cost more than the streaming costs for a professional sports like ESPN.
Luke, your article focuses largely on this one company that's called Black Bear Sports Group, and we reached out to them for comment, and a spokesperson told us, and I'm quoting here, parents are always welcome to record videos. They said that the only restrictions were on live streaming or broadcasting, citing safety and consent concerns. Does that square with what you heard in your reporting?
So before publishing the story, I had reached out to Black Bear Sports Group, and they had sent me, you know, a series of written responses. And prior to the publication of this article, did not dispute that parents were not allowed to record and live stream and broadcast. After the publication of this article, they have put out a statement that the only policy is against live streaming the games, you know, online, on social media or other platforms. If you go to levernews.com and read the updated version of the story, I've actually obtained a contract between Black Bear's streaming service, Black Bear TV, and one of its affiliated rinks. And you'll see in the contract terms, in plain language, that it is not just banning the live streaming of games. It actually has language that prohibits recording devices. And
which could mean like your cell phone, then, I'm guessing.
It actually does say your phone as well. It says iPad. It has a long list of all kinds of equipment. But there is a clear stipulation in these contracts that the terms have to be enforced by rink owners.
In the statement that we got from Black Bear, they also said that their player participation rate of growth, it's more than double the national average. They point out that they have saved dozens of struggling ice rinks. And they also maintain that they're not owned by a private equity firm. What do you make of those remarks based on what you've learned?
My understanding is Black Bear Sports Group is a subsidiary of Blackstreet Capital, which is a private equity firm. And I think you can see also some parallels, you know, between the practices by both entities. Blackstreet is well known for buying up small, medium-sized companies that, you know, are distressed and have difficulties. Mm-hmm. They, you know, try to kind of make them a little bit leaner and then, you know, sell them off eventually. It's a very expensive business now to run an ice rink. Many of them have struggled and are on the verge of bankruptcy or closing up. So I think there's a much kind of longer story to tell of how Black Bear became the self-described largest ice hockey rink owner in the country. It's not just Black Bear. This is really a sea change that you're seeing across youth sports in general. Overall, what you're seeing here, because the costs of participating in youth sports across the board have gone up so dramatically, it is starting to cater to, frankly, just a wealthier customer base that's willing to pay top dollar for, you know, a higher quality streaming, you know, service that's being offered.
Luke Goldstein is an investigative journalist with The Lever News. Luke, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
People who buy their health insurance in the Obamacare marketplaces are facing huge price increases for the next year. That is because the federal government is set to contribute much less toward people's premiums. But why are those premiums so?
This is NPR News.
Actor Richard Gere has been famous for decades for roles in movies like American Gigolo and Pretty Woman. He's also a devoted follower of Buddhism, and in a new documentary, he puts someone else in front of the camera, the Dalai Lama.
This camera?
Yes. Here?
Okay.
Richard Gere on how he hopes the film will change lives on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m. Information at explorenoto.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 664 points, closing at 47,112. The Nasdaq up 153. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. For several days, links to financial scams, AI deepfakes, and adult websites have appeared on the official site of the Kansas Attorney General's office. The issue appears to be part of a scam campaign affecting state and local governments across the nation. Brian Penny is the freelance journalist who first raised the alarm. He says the issue points to cybersecurity vulnerabilities with software or services used all across the public sector.
Every single city, county, and state government needs to somehow put their heads together and figure this out.
A spokesperson for the Kansas Attorney General declined to comment on what caused the problem or how they will go about addressing it. A well-known Christmas parade in Lawrence has been canceled because of a horse virus outbreak. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has the details.
There's an outbreak of herpes virus impacting horses in 8 states. So as a precaution, the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade is canceled. The parade, a more than 30-year tradition, includes dozens of horse-drawn carriages and riders dressed for Christmas. It was scheduled for December 6th. Although the virus is not dangerous to people, it spreads quickly among horses and in rare cases can cause neurologic disease. Parade organizers estimate the event normally draws tens of thousands of people to Lawrence. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
Midwestern farmers are rounding out a very tough year. Many have been growing corn, wheat, and soybeans at a loss. Frank Morris reports that Trump administration policies have not made matters any easier.
First, President Trump dismantled the International Development Organization, USAID, which bought heavily from grain farmers. He cut funding for the Department of Agriculture and started a global trade war, further eroding commodity markets. Trump's health secretary came out against seed oil, another Midwestern product, and a popular farm herbicide. University of Michigan political scientist Mike Shepard says farmers expect more support from Republican administrations.
There does seem to be a real disjoint between the Republican Party and the needs and wants of food producers that we haven't really seen before.
That said, Shepard says most farmers are sticking with Trump. He says they think Democrats are worse. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear tonight and much colder than the last few nights. Lows tonight in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler. Highs in the mid-40s. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night for Thanksgiving Day sunshine. Highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear Thursday night with lows in the mid-20s. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 40s. Things start to get interesting on Friday night. We do have a 50% chance of showers with lows in the lower 30s, so we're keeping our eyes on winter precipitation. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In the state of Kansas, as the overall birth rate has been declining, more women have been having babies in their 40s. Beck Shackelford Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports on older moms, the challenges they face, and what exactly is behind this trend.
It's a warm fall day
about him, and so that he'll be able to have one day.
For DeVries, this second go at parenting later in life looks like toys in every room, lots of cuddles, and a better appreciation for how fast it all goes.
Monkey.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find a digital version of this, lots of photos, at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then. Donald Trump has redefined in many ways what it means to be a Republican, but he's also been having some people redefine how they see their identification as Democrats. Barbara Sprunt has that story coming up. Barbie always tells a good story. Stay tuned. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Who donate to this NPR station.
The leader of Tibetan Buddhism, the Dalai Lama, has seen much change over his 90 years. In a new documentary, he offers wisdom for our troubled times. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.